Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. Is it Ali or Ollie?
Ali. How are you, Dr. Joy?
I'm good, Ali. How are you?
Thank you very much. First time caller, long time listener. Thank you for your show.
Well, thank you for calling. How may I help you?
I'm a full-time... I'm a full-time employee, and my wife, she's a university student.
Okay.
Her university is 3 hours drive from where we live.
Boom.
We have a 21-month old boy, and currently he's living with me. And my question to you is, I'm worried about, she's visiting during the weekend, so she's coming Friday. And leaving Sunday.
Right.
We found that recently for the last couple of months when she's in, especially, he became a little bit more angry and not behaving well.
Yeah.
While he's more calmer when we are alone. Of course, he's in the daycare. Pardon me. Of course, he's in the daycare during the day, and we have a babysitter coming helping me during the night. So I guess my question is, there are two questions. One, do you think there is a long-term effect on him because of the situation? And second, how we can control his behavior when he's angry? The third one probably is, we think that he's a little bit late with his talk. I mean, he's not talked that much. But he's active, and he has a friend at the daycare and all this stuff.
Okay. But, all right. Is the friend at daycare older or younger than he is?
No, they are the same age. I'm probably a few months older.
Okay.
I mean, there is no issue. I mean, from...
There's no issue. Oops. I think that line just dropped. Allie, you're going to have to call me back. Let's see if I can... Well, I'll start answering your questions, and hopefully you can hear as well as calling me back. All right, first of all, because one of the questions I wanted to ask you is how much longer your wife is going to be in school. But let me give you an overview, and hopefully you'll call back. First of all, that regardless of what the child care arrangements would be, when a kid is 21 months old, he's nearly 2 years old. And two-year-olds start acting out anyway. So it's a little hard to tell. He has a lot going on for a young child. He's got a mom that he sees occasionally. He's got a dad who works. And then he's got various other people in his life. And on some level, that's a positive thing because he's learning that there are lots of people in the world who love him and will help take care of him. On the other hand, it's a lot for a kid to process. But his being angry is certainly not a particularly unusual thing either for his situation or for the fact that he's two. All right, can you go ahead and put Ollie on the air for me? There we go.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So what I was saying, Ollie, is that your kid is just about two, and this would have that some of that acting out would happen regardless of what the child care arrangements were. So he's got a lot going on for a young child, and that he's got at least four people who are involved in his caring. How much longer is your wife going to be at school?
Next year, April.
So another year or so?
Yeah.
Is there any way that she could, the two of you live that she lives an hour and a half from school and you live an hour and a half from where you work? Does that make any more sense than, so the two of you are at least living together and taking care of the child together?
Well, we tried to sort out that, but didn't work that much. Good. At her school, I need to be early at my work.
Yeah. Well, I mean...
She has She has the summer off, right? About 2 months.
Well, presumably she has more than 2 months, but hopefully she has closer to four. But, yeah, look, in terms of long-term effect, it's a little hard to tell. I mean, it does sound that there are – the good news is that there are at least four people in your son's life that care about him and love him. And, again, if the roles were reversed, if let's say your wife was in the military, that she would be away probably even more. So, I mean, if it's what the two of you have decided is necessary to do, I mean, I'm sure you're not crazy about it, and I'm not crazy about it either, but it does sound like she does spend time with the child. As I said, the acting out, what does he do? He just has temper tantrums?
Yeah, I mean, like an anger type of thing.
Yeah. Well, but understand, that's why they call it the terrible twos, is that your child goes from being a charming little cherub and really cute to stamping his foot and saying mine and saying no. And the way that you deal with a temper tantrum, you should just walk away from it, because trying to soothe him will just make him angrier, and rewarding him will give him the message that says, if I'm acting like a stinker, I'll get more what I want. So you just walk away from him. And that doesn't mean that you leave him in the middle of a parking lot someplace, but that nobody wants your kid at that moment anyway. But that it just means that you sort of don't give in to what he's doing and let him bring himself under control. And while at the same time giving him very clear clues about how to get attention from you and how to have what he wants, but not during the middle of a temper tantrum. You have to do that. So you have to ignore the temper tantrum and give him very positive messages about how to get what he wants when he's not having a temper tantrum, like gold stars or an extra story, whatever. Let's see, what was the other question? So that's the anger. Do I think there's going to be long-term effects? A little hard to tell, but, I mean, if that's what it is, that's what it is. In terms of not talking, that just make sure that when he points, that instead of giving him what he wants, you ask him what the word is, and you don't give him what he wants until he says the word. And where he's got so many different people in his life, he may get away with it more easily than he would if there was just one. He's a little late for talking, but have you had his hearing checked to make sure he can hear okay?
Yeah, well, he's talking words, I mean, but it's not like a full sentence or something like that. I mean,
well, he's still pretty young, and he's got a lot of different, he's got at least four different adults in his life. But, and exactly, grandparents and whatever. So he probably doesn't talk, but instead of interpreting for him, if he says milk, say, could I please have some milk? And it's a little more tedious for you, and he's going to not be very happy about it, because he's learned that if he just points or says milk, that you're giving him milk. But I mean, you can help him with it. It also may be when he's around other kids, he'll talk more, believe it or not. That this is a way of getting adults to deal, you know, it's a way of controlling adults, which is, of course, part of what kids do. But, does he talk to his mom? Do you guys Skype and stuff like that?
Well, he's talking to his mom by phone daily, but the problem is that, again, he's listening a lot and having few words with her. In fact, he's talking his own language. I don't know what language he's talking, but a lot of blah, blah, blah. I don't know what he's saying.
Well, I mean, so he's making noise, so it's done. I mean, I would try. It may not be as obvious to him that it's mom. If you can Skype, I would do it.
Okay.
Just because it puts a picture in his mom's face, and it seems more real time. And kids are so used to television. Kids quite often will talk to the television because they don't differentiate between a real person and somebody on television. So I might try Skyping with mom. I think that's a way of keeping her more involved in his life, of maybe helping him with the talking. But, I mean, it just sounds like he's gotten away with not having to talk very much because everybody interprets for him. So stop interpreting for him.
So
ask him to give you more. Sure.
One of his bad behaviors when she's around and he's eating, he either take his plate and put it on his head or just threw it on the ground or the, you know, the kitchen.
Well, what you do when that happens is you clean him up, take the food away from him, get him out of his high chair, and there's no more food.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, this is not unusual behavior. It's just that he begins testing it out, and where he's got so many adults that he can try it out on, the other thing to see if you can do is to try and be as consistent as possible with all the caregivers, so that they know that if he turns his plate upside down, that you don't yell at him, you clean him up, take him out of the high chair, and there's no more food till the next meal. And hunger, you know, hunger is a pretty good motivator. If he's hungry, he'll eat. And temper tantrums are just not encouraged at all. All right? And you've explained to him when he eats his dinner that he gets a gold star. If there are any more questions, hang on for me. If not, we'll deal with Stacy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now. 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain, and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. Stacy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy. Stacy, are you there?
Hello?
There you go. Hi, Stacy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How am I to help you?
I've been in a relationship with a guy for about a year and a half now.
Okay.
We're both in our 50s.
Okay.
Throughout this relationship, he's got an ex that likes to text and call him and bother him about things.
How long was he married to her?
No.
Okay. How long were they together?
About 6 years.
And how long were they apart when you met?
4.
Okay, so a long time. Did they have kids together?
No.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, well, she would call at odd hours and text at odd hours, and I would get upset and bothered by it, and he would read me the text, and I got to a point where I was getting very upset about it, and he would stop telling me about them.
Yeah.
So I started snooping on his cell phone to see what was going on. Like she's inviting him over and stuff like that, and she knows that he's in a relationship, and she'll text and cut me up and stuff like that. And he doesn't answer her unless it's something like really important. Like there's some personal papers she had of his and he wanted to get them, but that was it. So it made me very insecure and led me to snoop in his phone. And then, about 6 weeks ago, a text came in and he was asleep, and I assumed it was her because the only other one that person I know that, text him. So I read the text, but it was from somebody else. And it was another woman. And it was like the text wasn't anything personal, but when I questioned him about it, he got upset that I went into his phone.
Yeah.
And heard it.
Wouldn't you be upset if he went into yours?
Not really. I don't have anything to hide.
Well, but it's not even that. I mean, that there wasn't anything to hide there either. But I mean, if he read your mail, wouldn't that bother you?
Not really, because
It's not about anything to hide. It's boundaries. It's sort of understanding that people have a right to be private. And obviously, there's nothing in the text that he's particularly upset about because he reads them to you. Honey, I think tell me what your question is.
I'm scared. I don't know what's going on in this relationship.
Well, let's look at that, because I think that's the issue. Why do you feel, do you think he doesn't love you?
No, I do believe he loves me.
So what difference does it make if an ex texts him or someone else texts him? And there's always going to be somebody who, either innocently or not so innocently, I mean, texting is kind of, it's neither here nor there. Why is it that, do you trust this dude or not?
I did, but I'm having doubt now.
What caused you to doubt him?
Well, that there was this other person he's been texting, and I didn't know anything about this other person.
Well, but so what? I mean, does he know every one of your friends?
No.
Okay. So why should you know every one of his friends?
I don't know.
My dear, it sounds to me that you are very close to blowing a perfectly good relationship because you're feeling insecure.
Uh-huh.
What makes you, you're telling me you trust him. You're telling me that you know that he loves you. So who cares if Angelina Jolie texts him? Either you trust him or you don't.
I'm just scared he's going to go back to, he's going to go to somebody else. I don't know.
Were you married before?
Yes.
Did your husband cheat on you?
Yes.
Did you not know about it? Is that part of what's fueling this?
Maybe.
Listen, You need to do a couple things. First of all, you need to take a deep breath and look at this, the man that you're with, and decide that either you trust him or you don't. And I'm not telling you that you should trust him or not. I don't know him. But has he ever given you any reason to doubt him? Is there any indication that he is interested in anybody else? I mean, look, he was with his ex before he was with you. If he wanted to be with her, presumably he could be. He's shown you the texts. I think that you either have to decide to either trust this man or you don't. And you also have to decide, here's this kind of subtext. You know, at some point in our lives, we probably all have to decide whether we're willing to be a fool and trust somebody or blow a relationship and not trust them. And sometimes it gets that basic. It's that fundamental. That which are we willing to do? Are we willing to be foolish with the idea that maybe someone's not doing something that they should be, or willing to accuse them of it and lose them even though they weren't? And I think the world really quickly gets into one of those two categories. It sounds to me that your predisposition, because of your previous experience, is to distrust.
Yeah.
That's a therapeutic issue. You cannot, that either you should never be with another man as long as you live, because you don't trust any of them. And why would you want to be in a relationship with somebody that's going to break your heart? And even if he's not breaking your heart now, you're assuming that sooner or later he's going to. Which means, and I'm not being facetious with you, that you're better off alone. Because who needs to go through that grief on a day-to-day basis in a relationship that's supposed to be a comfort? If you trust this man, if you love this man, find a therapist. Do some work about the first relationship and understand the difference between the guy, your husband who cheated on you, and your friend who it sounds like is not. Because otherwise, pardon me?
It's okay for him to be texting other women?
It's okay. If that woman is a friend. Look, either trust him or you don't. Yes. Do I think it's okay for men and women to be friends? I do. But it's not even what I believe or not believe. I'm clearly falling into the first category. I'd rather be a fool than distrust somebody. But my dear, at this moment, I mean, you read the text. The text didn't say anything. And people tend to text in the middle of the night. They tend to text, you know, when they get up to pee. They tend to text because it's not as nearly as disruptive as a phone call. It's shorter than an email. It doesn't. I mean, I don't even know if it's easier to trace or not trace. I'm not that much of an electronic nerd. But either you trust him or you don't trust him. If you do trust him, then find a therapist and do some work so you can make this relationship happy and healthy. If you don't trust him, then just, you know, then dump him and do some work with therapy so you don't go into every relationship assuming it's going to be only a matter of time until he cheats. If you need to talk with me more, stay on the line. Sonia, you'll be next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door is locked. Bills are paid. You've got a job that keeps the lights on and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you to take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help
the first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right. Stacy, what else can I help you with here, kiddo?
Am I going to be on the radio again?
If you wanted to be.
No, I don't want to. I just want to talk to her without being on the radio.
You can't do that.
Oh.
Can't do that. No, I mean, if everybody could talk to me off the air, they would. So, it's on the air. But you don't have to talk to me if you don't want to.
No, I don't want to anymore.
Okay. Well, understand, okay. If you change your mind, you know where to find me.
Okay.
Okay. Good luck, Stacy. 855-99-DR-JOY. Sonia, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr.
Dr. Joy. I have been a huge fan, and I just adore you. I have my husband saying stupid and cheerful all the time. So just wanted to tell you that I'm a huge fan and very excited but nervous to talk to you. So.
Well, thanks. How about a happy cookie?
My question is, I'm trying to figure out the best way to communicate to my dad that he needs help with my mother, who has she was diagnosed with onset of dementia about 8 years ago.
Okay.
And it's by this point Alzheimer's, and it's getting worse and worse, and he's trying to take care of her by herself or by himself.
Okay. How old's dad?
He's only 69. My mother is 65. She was diagnosed at 58.
Jeez, that's early.
Yeah, heartbreaking.
What? Yes, truly. What does he do for her? I mean, does she recognize him?
Everything.
Okay.
Yes, she does recognize him, but he helps her go to the bathroom. He helps her get dressed. He makes all the food. He does all the laundry. Everything.
And presumably he's not working at this moment outside the home. He's retired.
He retired early. He was a teacher for about 43 years.
Okay.
Would still be teaching if it was up to him. He just couldn't do it anymore because
yeah.
of her.
When you look at him, where do you see the stress? I mean, is he not eating? Is he not sleeping? Is he losing weight? Is he putting on a lot of weight?
I would say just, if it makes any sense, we've, as in me and my siblings and his siblings, have noticed he's aging quite a bit. And I would say the biggest stress on him, or signs we've noticed, is he started growing impatient with her, and her in turn with him. If she doesn't, she's still at the stage where she will understand that she should know something, and then gets yeah. upset when she doesn't.
Yeah.
And well, then he gets upset with her and or impatient.
Okay.
So we're trying to communicate to him that he either needs, a nurse to come in a couple, hours a day just so he can go to the grocery store, stuff like that.
Is he willing to do that or not?
He's very closed off about the whole topic. He won't really even share. She goes to Mayo Clinic in Rochester. We live in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
And so, she has fabulous doctors. We feel she's in good hands. But he'll kind of tell us after the fact as far as, and it's always in an email. He never wants to talk about it out
right.
loud.
Yeah.
And, the doctor visit, but he won't tell us when they are. He won't really give us much.
Okay.
He's not forthcoming.
My guess is he's probably always been a control freak, and this is just bringing out whatever those characteristics were before. He also probably feels a certain amount of responsibility tinged with guilt, which is kind of a fairly unpalatable combination. What I would do at this moment, I think we would do three things. Number one, I would just say to him, Dad, can we try as a trial situation for the next 2 weeks that somebody will come in from noon to 3 and make you guys both lunch, and then you'll have till 3 o'clock in the afternoon to take a shower, to go bowl, to whatever, and just see what happens. I think if you do it on maybe we can try it every other day and just see what you feel about it, and you can decide whether you'd like to have a male or a female. You can help pick the person, and let's just try it. And I don't know whether finances are an issue. Are they an issue or not?
They're not. Thankfully,
okay.
They're not.
Good. Well, I just said, let's try it do you live close? Do you live close to your dad and your mom?
Within 2 hours.
Well, that's
it's not relatively close, no.
No, it's not. Because what I was hoping you could say is that it would be really nice. Paddington Bear opens this week. It would be really nice if you could take the kids and you know, we'll, I'll get somebody in, and I'll, you know, I'll interview them if you like, and get, I'll be in with somebody with, can be around mom. I think the try, let's try it for a couple of weeks is a much better approach than you need some help. Cause he's not going to buy it. You need some help. So let's try it for a couple of weeks. If you have somebody, for example, if you have, I convinced my mom to do this by saying that this person is trying to put, you know, a kid through school and they could really use the extra money. So instead of saying to my mom, "Mom, look, you need somebody in here," which was never going to fly, that she views someone coming in as her being helpful to somebody else. And that's a whole different ballgame.
Like teacher mentality.
Exactly. Exactly. That this is somebody who needs the extra money so they can send their kids to private school or to college or whatever. So that's number one.
Sure.
Number two, don't overlook the doctors as a resource of saying, you know, look, it's really going to be helpful for her to have another person around. And number three, I think the approach to him is going to be, there's one more I wanted to add as well, is, "Dad, if you get sick, there's no one to take care of mom." And so you burning the candle at both ends, doing all this, you're doing a great job. Mom loves you. We're not talking about farming mom out. We're just talking about somebody coming in to give you a little respite, because we know statistically that can prolong your ability to take care of mom at home and to be healthy, of just having some respite. I think I was just trying to remember what exactly the fourth thing. Oh, I know the fourth thing is, "Dad, let's talk about," but I think the fourth thing I would do is a last resort of, "Let's talk about when, you know, what the cutoff point is for you being able to do this for yourself, for, to help her, either that she starts wandering around at night or, and being able to talk about when she doesn't recognize you anymore." And that's probably in his mind what he's thinking is, when she doesn't know it's me anymore, then it won't make any difference.
We've noticed in the last couple months, for example, her mother died. She had no emotion at the funeral. She was very close with her before. No emotion at the funeral, and at the funeral we found her at the hotel in various places starting to wander and whatnot. She's starting to get into that
phase. Well, and one of the things that you mentioned with that sort of transition phase where she's aware that of what she's not aware of, both good news and bad news, it doesn't last for very long, that she will sort of transition into the one where it's not particularly bothersome. And that'll help both of them a little bit. I mean, it makes her less responsive, but also makes her less angry and less frightened. So,
okay.
All right.
One coupling issue with this, too, is since she is kind of in this quote-unquote in-between stage, she does not want to be away from my father at all.
Yep.
I mean, if he goes to the gas station, she's wondering where he is.
Yeah.
Where's John?
Well, and I would point out to your dad that to keep her calm, to have somebody there who's with her when your dad is there as well. So that person kind of is a transition person for her. So there's someone for her to talk to. What she doesn't want to be is alone, because she doesn't trust herself. So, and I would point that out to dad of, "Dad, you're doing her a favor, in that if you have someone to transition for her so she's not alone, she will not only be less dependent on you, she will be less worried that you're going to leave her." Because there's another resource there. Okay.
True.
So the point with dad is to help him understand that this isn't exclusively for him, but this is for her as well. That it prolongs his ability to take care of her. It gives her more peace of mind because there's somebody else around. And then talking about the icky stuff of what are the landmarks, you know, where's the cutoff point? We're talking, and I'm sure it's when he feels she doesn't recognize him anymore, that then it won't make any difference who takes care of her. But until that point, he's old fashioned guy of better for worse, richer for poorer. I'm gonna stay the course.
Yes, very, very much so. Yeah, very much so.
What was your other question?
My last part is, how's the best way myself and my siblings can deal with this?
Well, dealing with what? Mom, losing mom or dad?
Yes, with mom.
Well, spend as much time with her as you can. Have her. She'll remember things from her childhood much more than yesterday. Make audio and video tapes so you have mom, and it will be a comfort for her as well. She'll remember things that when she was three, she won't remember things 3 minutes ago. But I'd spend time with her and have her do tapes. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
On Facebook.com and Twitter.com/ Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I am indeed here to help. 855-993-7569. Karen, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. How may I help you, Karen?
I have a bit of a situation I kind of need some advice on.
Okay.
I have a 28-year-old son. who got involved with a 31-year-old woman.
Okay.
They got involved, and then he found out she's married.
Oops.
Yeah. And she became pregnant.
By whom?
We don't know. that's the situation, is we don't know, and she refuses to let us have a test done. The baby is almost a year old. They've been seeing each other for 2 years. They still continue in this stupid relationship.
Yeah.
With her living with her husband and him thinking it's his kid. And my son still seeing this woman every day. And
do they work together?
No.
He's dating a married woman with a child that may or may not be his.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have very good taste in women, does he? Okay.
Well, yeah.
So what's the question to me?
I don't know how to deal with it.
What is he? Does he bring her over to your house?
Yeah, she comes to the house. Mostly he goes to their house. When the husband goes to work, my son's always over there.
Does your son not have a job?
Yeah. Well, there are times when he's on shift work, then it works out. They don't get to see each other that much during those 2 weeks, that time frame. The thing about it is the guy has to know that there's this issue, and they hang out as friends.
So he hangs out with the husband as well?
Yeah. And the husband's been told, you know, so-and-so is sleeping with your wife. He's been told his face.
Who told him that?
Friends. Friends of his.
That's not a friend, but nevertheless, okay.
Yeah. And so he has to have some idea of what's going on. And we live in a small town where my son's friends know that it's his kid because it looks just like my son. You know, I compare every picture, and she has me involved, and, you know, she's sending me pictures and videos, and I go visit the baby and everything like that. But how do we get this to come out without everybody getting hurt and devastated?
Well, first of all, I think you need to get out of this. Whether this kid is, I mean, because you're essentially giving them legitimacy, which is not a very wise thing to do. So I think what you have to say is, if this is my grandchild, then I want DNA. I'm certainly willing to support this child, but I'm not willing, because, look, as far as the law is concerned, your son has no standing here. You have no standing here. That child, she's a married woman, and the law will make the assumption that child is the product of the marriage.
I have proof.
What proof do you have?
I have a letter written from her saying that, in a conversation saying to my son about their baby, about their
No,
angel.
That means nothing. Means nothing. No DNA, no nothing. And you're making the assumption that she's only had sex with two people, with her husband and with your son. And who knows? That you have no claim to that child. Your son has no claim to that child. And what he needs to do, if he wants ever to have any claim to that child, you're going to have DNA testing done.
Yeah.
She's obviously not willing to do it at this moment. She's having a great time.
Yeah.
She's an idiot. And if nothing else, I mean, is this really the person that he wants to be with the rest of his life, independent of the child?
That's what I try to tell him.
Well, but you're also treating this child like it's your grandson. And the child, have no relationship with that kid at this moment.
I'm trying to be supportive of my son because he's
No, there should be no supportive. If he has any brains about this, what he has to do is walk away from her and force her hand.
That's the whole thing.
Well,
he's afraid not to see this baby again.
He has no claim to that child whatsoever. Listen, you can only do what you're going to do. He's an adult. He's making a dreadful mistake. The only shot he's ever got at finding out whether or not he's really the biological father is to walk away from her. She's not going to do it at this moment because she's got both men on a string, and as long as she doesn't do it DNA, she can convince both of them that they're the father. You have to get out of this. That child is not your grandchild in any meaningful way at this moment. And as far as I'm concerned, you can certainly be friends to the family, but you can't treat that child as your grandson because who knows whether he is or not. And in any kind of sense other than perhaps genetic, which you don't know, that child, you have no claim to that child. You're going to fall in love with a child. Your son's going to fall in love with a child that he has no access to.
Yeah.
And, I mean, at best, he's the product of an adulterous relationship, which in some states wouldn't even be recognized. That both of you should walk away from the situation.
It's actually a little girl.
All right, a little girl. Yeah. But it really doesn't change anything.
I know. It's just... Yeah.
I mean, look, everybody loves babies. Babies are easy to fall in love with.
I try talking to my son, and it's like...
Well, you can't talk to your son, because he, at this moment...
Yeah, he looks like this.
Well, he's having sex without any responsibility whatsoever, which we already know he had, because he had sex without a condom. But you're giving them legitimacy by pretending you're the grandmother. You are not. That either she's going to walk away from that marriage or not. And my guess is she will not until at some point he decides he's fed up with it. And then she is either going to throw in his face that that's not the child. And then maybe your son has, she will come and find him. Although there's no guarantee that your son's the child's father either.
Yeah.
I mean, but trying to convince him, you're giving him a mixed message by visiting that child and accepting videos and pictures. You have to walk away from it. Plus, what's going to happen with the child? I mean, has anybody thought about a one-year-old doesn't know squat? A three-year-old knows a lot.
Yeah.
This woman is an irresponsible idiot. She is. But your son had unprotected sex. So he's not exactly going to win the smart person of the year award.
She was, you know, on birth control. But
don't give me that kind of crap.
Well,
we don't assume that.
You know.
No. If you're having, first of all, she's an irresponsible idiot. She is a married woman who's having sex with somebody else who won't even admit. She won't even get a DNA test to find out whose kid this really is. She's driving both men crazy. My guess is there's at least one or two other guys that she's got on the string someplace.
If the husband has clued into anything.
We don't care about the husband. The husband is not your business.
Yeah. I feel bad for the guy.
Well, he's an idiot, but you're going to feel bad for somebody. He has a brand new baby that he thinks is his. He has a wife that's a trollop. Your son has got nothing.
Do I try to talk to my son, or do I just...
You already tried. He's not going to do anything. But you have to stop your part of it, which is pretending that this kid is your grandson, or granddaughter. She's not. You have no claim to that child whatsoever. And you're asking for trouble. You're telling him to walk away, and you're not walking away. You're pretending this kid has...
I'm not telling my son to walk away. I'm trying to get him to push for this DNA test.
No, she's not going to do it. He should walk away. The only shot he's got is walking away. Listen, you have to stop viewing that kid as yours. She's not. 855-99 Dr. Joy. Movies on Monday. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.